yeah. Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
It is.
6:07 now. We're halfway through, people.
We are.
I'm excited.
You have made it.
I wore my happy hair today.
I can tell.
Yeah.
He's really happy. It's free.
It's free?
Yeah.
I woke up and said,
you know that awkward,
I'm late.
You know the awkward part of Simba's life when it's like, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like his mane's like growing in, but it's not quite there yet.
Right.
That's
right.
Where you're at today.
Wow. Thank you?
Yeah, it wasn't really a compliment, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It was just I just noticed.
I didn't realize we were going to start the show off like that.
No, I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it just wasn't necessarily a compliment, and for that, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I think it looks fantastic.
I didn't say it didn't look fantastic.
I can do this. I brought a hat.
Okay.
Just in case you started making fun of me. Is that sad?
No.
I brought a hat. Just in case my friend started being mean to me, I can put a hat on.
Are you going to cry?
No. You know, coming up on the show later today, we're going to talk about bullying.
Ooh.
And how one parent handled their stepchild. It's good.
It's good, yeah.
Normally when you say
it's
stepchild, yeah.
You think of like Cinderella.
Well, sadly, stepchildren don't get super treated well. So
really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I've never had a step-parent.
Really?
So I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, so anyways, it is Wednesday. I'm excited. Free show in Los Alamos, Righteous Vendetta, playing an acoustic gig.
That's right.
At the skate park this evening.
They have hot dogs.
Yeah. They were going to make it, but unfortunately they're running.
I might be making that up.
Behind? Yeah, you might
about the
be.
Hot dogs.
But it's going to be at the skate park.
Yeah.
No. They said something about that last week when they were on the air. Ryan said something about
it. Was that them or was that a different band? They're all blurring together right now. It's too early in the morning.
Righteous Vendetta.
Yes.
Playing a show.
In Los Alamos today at the skate park.
NBFLA.org for the details on that or New Beginnings Fellowship Los Alamos.
There you go.
Pastor Sean Shambergy. Finally made his way back into the studio. I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
So, yeah. Time to wake up. Latest from the Classic Crime. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Rocket Boys, We Are a Lighthouse. A Canopy Climbers remix. I love that our bands are like hanging out and
bro-ing
down. And yeah, that's what I was looking for. Hanging out and bro-ing down is cool, too.
They probably do that as well.
6:23 now, Steve-O and Mitch with you. Hey, I want to remind you guys, Monday, tornado hit Moore, Oklahoma. I'm reminding you because it seems like usually when a tragedy strikes that first day, it's very sensitive and everybody's mm-hmm. sad and has it on their heart. And then a day or so goes by and then people tend to forget.
But back in Moore, Oklahoma, they are still cleaning up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some are really mourning losses.
Yeah, I watched a special last night on NBC. They had this one-hour special, and man, and then I got sent this video of this old lady being reunited with her dog on the air.
And it was the most amazing video in the entire world. Thanks, Michelle. Oh, you're welcome.
Not going to lie, I may have shed a tear or two. Or 7, or 143.
I know.
It was really sweet. So,
Didn't she just, like, it kind of, like, broke your heart and then, like, mended it at the same time.
Yeah. Well, they were interviewing this lady who lost everything, was talking about what she was, like, in her chair with her dog.
And she, like, kind of beaten up. She had, like, blood on her, and she's just an older lady.
Yeah. And, said she called out to her dog and tried to see if he'd come, and he didn't, so he's gone, you know, and was just talking about thankful to be alive and God answering a prayer.
That she's okay.
That she's okay. And then all of a sudden the reporter just freaks because they're trapped under the rubble as the dog, and she sees him, and he starts moving. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Yeah. We should post that video.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to.
You know, in case people need a reason to cry their eyes out this morning.
I'm going to.
With tears of joy, at least, for a moment. But, man, the tornado was a category EF4, which was actually up to a 5. So they're saying wind speeds of up to 300 miles per hour.
Really?
Now? Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I think the most wind speeds they've recorded is like 352.
Yeah. It's unreal. So continue to pray for the first responders. Continue to pray for the relief effort out in Moore, Oklahoma. There's a few different ways you can get involved. SamaritansPurse.org. RedCross.org, ConvoyOfHope.org, and I was excited to see some people stepping up already. Oklahoma City, place where the Thunder play, an NBA team.
Uh-huh.
Well, the team has donated $1 million to the Red Cross, and Kevin Durant, one of the stars for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He lives there now. He's lived there since 2008. The team used to play in Seattle, and in 08 they moved to Oklahoma City. He's lived there ever since, so that's his community. He personally himself donated $1 million.
Wow.
To help out. And
so cool.
He was not in Oklahoma at the time, and he said, you know, he was so used to tornadoes around this time of year, because it's that time, mm-hmm. that he didn't pay attention to it at first, thinking it was just yet another tornado.
Yeah.
And then realized that this was something different. And so he immediately jumped on a plane to get back to Oklahoma City so that he could just go to the hospitals, go hang out with people, go try and just share some hope.
Yeah.
And pray for people, pray with people. And so what's been cool is every news special I've watched, every time they're interviewing somebody, it's the Bible Belt. Mm-hmm. So there are people who have just lost everything, and they're still praising God that their family's safe, and that the things that matter are still intact.
It
family.
Really puts things into perspective.
Yeah, and how good God is, you know, and just watching these people who are standing around rubble, and it's like, well, this was our living room. This was, it's an incredible testimony of having that joy, mm-hmm. that joy of the Lord, being their strength in this time. So continue to pray for that town, for that area, for that community, for continued strength, because, it's going to be a long rebuilding process. And the cool thing was, they were saying on this report last night that the faith-based initiatives that were helping the cause were overwhelming. There were a couple first responders, but then the faith-based first responders, the faith-based, whether Samaritan's Purse or Convoy of Hope, which is the Assemblies of God, mm-hmm. you know, Samaritan's Purse type thing. They were there. They said 40 plus faith-based first responders, different organizations on the scene immediately, churches opening up to house those who have lost their homes, and mm-hmm. to see the Christian community coming together in Oklahoma, and to see that on NBC during a news special.
National television.
It was pretty great. So continue to pray for that community, that area, and if you'd like to help out in other ways, you can do so by going to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We posted a link to a few of the different ways that you can financially help. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Breaking news coming up in a few right now, the Echoing Green. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Echoing Green. Song called Let's Go. That went off there in Scarlet and Vile Record. Well, it is 6:32. It is Wednesday, which means
Wet News Day. Breaking news. Police in Spain say they arrested a man accused of breaking into a fortune teller's home to recover the $212,000 he paid for a love spell.
Oh, man.
That didn't work.
Are you kidding me?
Investigators say Jose Lapada, former manager of the club whatever soccer team, paid the sum to a Magallan fortune teller in exchange for casting a spell to bring his former love back to him. However, the Lapada allegedly broke into the woman's house after the spell didn't work and demanded his money back.
Wow.
The police said that he suffered a panic attack during his arrest and was taken to Zaragoza's hospital, and he's facing charges for the break-in. $12,000
for a love spell.
Hold on.
All he had to do was go buy Foreigner's record.
Obviously.
Or the Righteous Brothers.
He's in Spain.
You know, Huey Lewis, come on. Power of Love.
But he's in Spain.
So? I'm sure they sell Walmart at
They probably do.
You know those, like, cheap bins where you get, like, come on, don't take money. Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card. $212,000 is apparently all you need for love.
No, because he didn't get it.
Yeah, that's true.
If he didn't get it.
$212,000 on a love potion?
I'm so angry at him because he could pay off my mortgage.
Yeah, for real, dude. That would have
mad.
That would have paid for my home, my entire home.
Yep. And then some. Like, I need a new car.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at him for doing that.
For
and he didn't
potion.
Even get the money back.
Spain.
$212,000?
Yeah.
I think I'd be angry if it didn't work, too.
Yeah. Well, I would be angry if I was the chick, because when she finds out he spent $212,000 for a love potion to try and get her
restraining
back.
Restraining order.
Would you be like, aw, or would you be like, what?
I'd be like, well, one, first I'm wondering, did I know he had that money?
Right.
Two, then I'd be like, restraining order, you're crazy. You're straight up crazy.
I can't wrap my mind around $212,000 for a love spell.
Not crazy because he spent so much money on a love potion, but because he's spent any money on a love potion.
Yeah, for real. Wow. All right.
Breaking news. It was not the average traffic stop on Baltimore Beltway Tuesday morning. Maryland State Troopers noticed a man playing a drum kit on the shoulder of the interstate between Windsor Mill and the Inner Loop I-695 or whatever, and Security Boulevard around 10:30 a.m., and he told police officers he had ran out of gas and decided to set up and practice until assistance arrived. So, if you run out of gas, set up a drum kit, drum solo, and change. You get money for drum solos. No, he wasn't excited. No? Never mind.
Sorry, I really should have done, like, that.
Thank you! Like, this is a drum solo.
I know. The one time it's, like, super appropriate.
The drummer was not sighted and continued on his way once he got help. And
there you go.
There you go.
Okay. So if you ever run out of gas, have you ever run out of gas?
No.
Oh, it's awful.
I never get myself to that point because I don't think that I could get out of the car and push it anywhere.
I am that person who stares at the E and I'm like, no, I could probably make it like 20 more miles.
Oh my gosh.
And I've run out of gas a handful of times.
Why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that to yourself?
I don't know. Because it's so inconvenient to have to pull over and like get gas. Which is hilarious because you think by now I would have learned the lesson of inconvenience when I'm walking half a mile with a little gas canister to get some gas. To fill it up, to go back to my car, so that I can then drive to the gas station.
That stresses me out.
I've run out of gas a few times. I ran out of gas on, you know that bank right over here on Jefferson?
Yeah.
I had to, like, pull in and push my car into that parking lot, and then walk the rest of the way to this gas station on the corner.
And then walk back
And
to
then
your
walk
car.
Back. I was late for the morning show. It was back in the Three Amigo days.
You're
I run out
crazy.
Of gas a few times. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't have time to get more gas.
I hear ding, 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 meaning that the E, it's on empty, and I stress out.
Oh, yeah, but you have, like, one of those nice cars with, like, a gas light and all that crazy stuff. I don't have any of that. My car is a 99 Subaru.
Before that, I had a 96 something or other
Whatever.
That didn't have any of that.
Uh-huh.
You had to roll the windows down yourself. And it was like one of those cars that didn't tell you anything.
And you still never
I still never ran out of gas because I always stressed out over it.
Steve-er.
Morning.
Hey.
A little, you know, with the price of gas today.
Yeah.
Which is like, what, $3.50 or more?
More
it's
than
gone up
that.
Like 11 cents in the past
I got gas this last week, and it was almost $60, and I wanted to curl in a ball and
die.
Oh,
my gosh.
A little trick to make your gas go just a little farther.
Oh, I'll, I want to hear
gas at
it.
Night?
Actually, you get it in the morning.
Ooh.
While the ground is still cool and the tank below hasn't heated up as much as it might.
Doesn't gas expand?
Yeah, when it heats up, it expands. So you'll get more if you fill your tank in the morning.
Nice. I'm going to start setting my alarm for 3 a.m.
Ugh.
Getting cheap gas.
Okay, does that make you get here on time?
No. No, probably
because you run out of gas before you get there.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. Steve, have you ever run out of gas?
Yeah, I think I have.
Yeah. It's just what happens.
I never have.
Michelle, I don't have time.
I was back, like, I think I was driving a 99 Subaru.
Yeah. That was awesome. Good job. Oh, T-minus 7 minutes till birthdays.
That's right.
You can get your birthday shout out on at studio at mystaticradio.com. If you would like to send birthday wishes to someone, we'll do it for you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. From their record, The Alignment, same state, Sons and Daughters, Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
It is Wednesday, May 22nd, 6:45, which means time for birthdays. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Not a lot of birthdays today.
What?
Oh, man.
Can I share one from yesterday?
Yeah.
Moses Boteo.
Moses, working right here in the Connection Building.
Yeah, he's part of our video department. Way to go, Mo.
Yeah.
Actually, way to go. You made it.
We used to call him Mo. Now we call him Mose.
Mose.
Yeah. Wow.
I love The Office.
That one up.
Mose.
I say, hey, Moses. That's how I call Moses.
That's nice. That's his name.
Yeah, that's what I call him.
Nice.
I should probably call him Moses.
You can call him Mose.
So mean. Mitch.
What?
Okay. I don't know what else to say. It's a model's birthday. She's a model.
Heidi Klum.
Giselle.
Heidi Klum.
Naomi Campbell's birthday.
Naomi
never gotten
Campbell.
Never gotten that.
That's why I just said it.
Oh, okay. She is...
You know who it is?
No, 39.
No, Naomi
47.
Campbell's.
47.
Yeah.
47.
52.
Wow. She hasn't done very well.
Oh, really? She just seems like she's been around forever.
She's 42.
Oh, you said 52.
Yeah, thanks.
Dang.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah, that was rude.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry.
Ooh, audio hint?
Yeah, time for an audio hint. Let's see. I got something here. Ah, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Ooh, it's live.
Ooh.
People enjoy it. There's clapping.
You guys are slow. Really?
Well, it's not Billy Joel.
It's not. He just had a birthday, didn't he?
I just want to...
No, wow.
No, he's dead.
I know.
There are people listening all over really disappointed in you guys.
I'm really disappointed in myself.
Although it's not Elton John's birthday, who this is.
Oh.
It is lyricist Bernie Taupin's.
Oh, right.
Right.
Man.
So many people are disappointed in me right now.
So many people know.
No, that you didn't even know Elton John.
Oh, come
that on. Was...
Yeah, because I'm such a fan and all of Elton John.
Anyway,
Sir
his writing
Elton
partner,
John.
Lyricist Bernie Taupin today.
Whoa. His writing partner?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
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 Stop it.
I'm just saying, you got to be careful with the word partner these days.
Well, for him.
That's what it says here, Elton John's writing partner.
Uh-huh.
How old is Elton John today?
Oh, it's Elton John's birthday?
No, I mean Bernie Taupin's birthday.
Gosh.
But how old is Elton, do you know?
I don't know
either.
65.
Are we going for Bernie or Elton?
Oh.
Bernie.
Okay, 55. Bernie is 64.
He's probably 62.
He is 62.
Oh, man.
That's funny. You don't know no Benny and the Jets for you?
No.
All right, well, forget it then. We'll just stop that.
Thank you. Thank you.
What should I have played for Elton John?
Is it his birthday too?
No.
Crocodile Rock?
Yeah, Crocodile Rock.
Okay.
Or Rocket Man.
Okay.
You know?
Alrighty.
Oh, Daniel's song. Play Daniel's song.
This guy.
Or from The Lion King.
Or what's that song?
Candle in the Wind.
No.
Oh. Or that song from Moulin Rouge.
Okay. This guy was on Dancing with the Stars.
My friend's boss won Dancing with the Stars last night.
He was also an Olympic medalist.
Yeah, I don't know.
Michael Phelps.
He was on Dancing with the Stars?
No, I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Apollo Ohno.
That's right, Apollo Anton Ohno.
Oh, my gosh.
It's his birthday today.
Why do you know that?
I have no idea. Steve watches those Subway commercials with the stupid headbands and all the hair. I don't know.
That was the lamest thing in the entire world.
I've never seen a single episode of Dancing with the Stars. But, hey, Thigpen, our buddy Brandon Thigpen,
yeah.
He used to play bass for Spoken.
Yeah.
He is Kelly Pickler's guitar tech.
Yeah.
She won Dancing with the Stars last night. They were
all quite excited.
They were all so very, very excited.
So does he get a bonus or something?
Actually, I don't know.
You're so sure.
Apollo Ono is 31.
Oh, he's 39.
No. In 365 days, he'll be 31.
Aww. I don't even know
and
who this
Steve,
guy is.
And Steve, you know, he's so lame with his headbands at the age of 30. He's accomplished quite a bit.
Yeah, he has. Thanks. Thank you.
I just thought you'd
think. That means he's only 6 years older, 5 years older than me.
Well, in 5 years, maybe you can win Olympic medals and be on Dancing with the Stars.
Have an endorsement with Subway, be on Dancing with the Stars.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, it's good. That's good.
I'm
you
almost
should probably
there.
Start doing something.
I'm almost there. Look where I am now.
I know, right?
Look at me now.
Huge.
Okay. Audio hint? No, I don't want to do
Elton
that one.
John.
No, that was Elton John. Forget that one. You guys would never get that.
This, however, is a different story.
Totally going to get this one.
Yeah, you might. Steve-O probably. Well, he's got Backstreet Boys memorized.
Oh, wow. No, I do not.
He has New Kids on the Block memorized.
Yeah, totally different.
Okay, like I know the difference.
Huge difference.
Formerly of New Edition.
Bobby Brown. Lee Trevino.
I guess.
Johnny. Vince. No.
Say it.
Key Sweat.
No, put it together. You had the first name and the last name.
Johnny Gill. Vince.
There you
Is
go.
It Johnny Gill?
Johnny Gill's birthday.
I saw him at my very, very first concert ever. No joke. Saw this dude. It was Keith Sweat. It was Johnny Gill.
You saw Keith Sweat as your first concert?
It was Bel Biv DeVoe.
Yes!
And my mom took me to this show. And we were there right up until Bel Biv DeVoe started singing Do Me. And then she grabbed me by the ear. Yeah. Steven! I'm like, sorry. I was like...
You got in trouble for something Bel Biv DeVoe
was
singing?
I was in like third grade, bro.
Those words meant nothing to you.
I had no idea what that meant.
I was DJing at roller rinks when this stuff
nice.
Was out. Yeah.
Could you roller skate backwards?
Yes.
I never could do that.
I could jump the wall.
Nice. Yeah. Johnny Gill, he pulled a lady out of the crowd and gave her a rose. I still remember that.
Okay. I'm stuck on roller skating right now.
It's Johnny Gill's birthday.
Okay, let's see. 50.
I was going to say 52.
Yeah, no, older than that. Maybe he's 54.
In a few weeks, we'll be the same age.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's 47.
Wow.
Dang.
Okay, now since we had so few birthdays today.
No, that's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We suck.
We really
since
do.
We had so few birthdays today.
Yeah.
I was going to do a couple of inanimate objects.
Okay. Yes, that we can guess on.
Okay.
I want to win.
You won't
I
get
win.
This. You will not get this. on this date in 1906, patent number
Disney
821393 was submitted to a couple of brothers for their flying machine.
Hey, the Wright brothers.
Yeah. They were granted a U.S. patent number 821393.
For their airplane?
For their flying machine.
Oh.
It wasn't an airplane.
It's quote-unquote flying machine.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that was on this
date
in 1906.
Over 100 years.
Now, this one you guys actually may have a better memory of. Premiered on PBS in 1967, featuring
Reading Rainbow,
Presbyterian minister from Pittsburgh.
Woo! Mr. Rogers!
It was the longest running children's program.
I love
from public television.
Yeah. He was a good dude.
Yeah.
He had some dope sweaters.
He's in heaven.
He is amazing.
I believe he's in heaven.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers every day.
There he goes.
What was the cat's name?
Here he is.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Wasn't it like Daniel?
No, it was Mr. something.
The cat?
Oh, Daniel, yeah. You're right.
Daniel was the cat.
Yeah, you're right.
And then there was the trolley dude.
Yeah, trolley.
And then there was the king. I'm the king.
Yeah.
What was the king's name?
I was like four.
King. What was the king's name on Mr. Rogers?
King something.
505-338-3700. I need to know. The king. King. It was like hamper stamper.
So get this.
Weird like that.
Yeah,
it was like this really like, weird. Pickledorfin. Like, I can't remember his name.
I feel like these shows were made for me because the Sesame Street came out like the year I was born, I think. And then this was in 67.
Wow.
I was 1 year old.
With you, so let's make the
Friday?
He made cardigan sweaters cool.
He did. I have a Mr. Rogers
King
sweater.
Friday.
King Friday, that was it.
Yeah. It's a weird name.
Way off. Way off. I knew it was something obscure like King Nebuchadnezzar.
The 13th.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
King Friday the 13th. That's what it was.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
The 13th?
Man.
Yeah. Wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Edgy.
So edgy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers.
Did you know that King Friday the 13th was actually voiced by Fred Rogers?
No way.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a ventriloquist. He did it
no
all.
No way. Yeah. I never knew.
That's actually true. That he wasn't a ventriloquist. But Static.
Hi, this is Becky. How are you today?
Hey, Becky. Wonderful.
Well, I have a birthday. My husband is 58 years old today.
Woo! You didn't let us guess.
Well,
I wanted to guess how... I'm 58. 58. I'm going to say 58.
59.
Oh, man.
Well,
I'm so 58. Right.
He's 58. So he can play the little chicken song. was wondering, can you play Josh Turner, Long Black Train?
Wow. Josh Turner. I'll have to dig that one up. You know, we don't normally do country music, right?
But it's country? Not really country. It's kind of... more Johnny Cash-y kind.
I don't know if you know this, but Johnny Cash was pretty country.
he was a little bit. Yeah, okay. Okay.
I will have to dig that up, and I would love to say sure, but no promises.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, okay, Becky. Bye. All right. That's probably the third country suggestion we've ever gotten.
Really?
Ever. Stand by real quick. So anyways.
So you know that doesn't count,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really doesn't.
You
we still
really
tied.
Wanted to hear that music.
We tied for lame. What was the trolley's name?
The trolley.
Mr. Trolley.
I don't know.
Trolley, Lolly the trolley.
There you
it
go.
It was just trolley? Oh, it was just trolley.
It's just the trolley.
Boring. They ran out of ideas.
No. That's
like,
just
we're going to get this cat.
Miss David?
Daniel? We're going to call him Daniel?
Yeah, cat's name.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I thought it was Daniel.
It is... Nope. No idea, actually.
Oh, okay, good.
No idea. Don't worry. I'm Wiki.
We're going to take a quick break.
No.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break. I don't care that much what the stupid cat's name from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was.
Yes, you do.
I don't, though. I really don't.
Henrietta.
Yeah. Well, there was multiple cats. There's a lot of cats.
Okay.
There's a lot of puppets in this thing.
Yeah.
Daniel Striped Tiger.
Aw, Daniel. See,
Daniel.
You're right.
Okay. Was right. Taking a quick break.
Okay.
Can we take a break now?
No, hold on. There's going to be
right
Mrs.
after this.
Frog.
Woo! I got Daniel's name right! No, it doesn't count?
No, it
okay,
doesn't
fine.
Count.
Taking a quick break. Coming right back. Your 7 o'clock hour and more of this. Steve O'Neill.
In the morning.
Static. We
love,
are voices.
I love Sunday.
Fighting fires. Ha! Steve O'Neill, Michigan.
So you don't like my drink?
Why would you give me that right before we go on the air?
Because I said, try it. You're going to hate it.
I did.
I love it.
It tastes like suntan lotion.
It's a frou-frou drink.
It's got like coconut in it.
It's a dirty chai with coconut.
Oh. Good job, Anastasia.
She knows what I like.
Yeah, she does.
I love coconut.
So, welcome to the show.
Hey!
Steve O'Mitch hanging out with you. You found the story, and it rocked my world.
I found the story, and like my mind just had like dollar signs.
Well, I'm trying to be creative in as a parent, how I handle my kids.
Have you ever had to discipline your kids because they're being mean to, well, obviously each other, but like...
No.
People at school?
Like bullying?
Yeah.
No, never. But I mean, just discipline in general. I think a lot of people, the go-to is like, if you don't stop right now, I'm going to whip your butt. I'm going to whoop it.
And then they never do it?
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
One dad at Little League was talking, and his kid, man, crushes the ball.
Okay.
He's got some serious arm strength.
Okay.
And it's because the way his dad disciplines him is anytime he gets in trouble, it's like, drop now 20 push-ups.
Wow.
20 the right way. That's not a real push-up. Nope, that one doesn't count. 20 real push-ups.
Wow.
And like takes them outside and he's like, works them out. I'm like, well, that's interesting. I've never thought about that. I don't, you know, usually it's like, no more video games. You're grounded. I'm going to fight you. Yeah. and so I saw this and I'm like, this is creative. A Utah fourth grader named Kaylee was forced to wear funky clothes.
Yeah, I can post pictures.
Really ugly thrift store clothes as punishment. Because she was bullying another student. I guess a mom from Murray, Utah, found out that her stepdaughter was making fun of a classmate's wardrobe. So she dragged her by the ear down to a local thrift store, purchased, quote, dowdy, ill-fitting outfits that she knew her stepdaughter would never choose, and made her wear them to school as punishment for being a bully.
And we should say that she was relentlessly teasing this person for what they were wearing.
Really?
Pretty relentlessly.
Relentless. Yeah. She was relentless.
It's a heavy word.
Yeah, apparently Kaylee really cares about what she wears and what others wear.
That's it in color.
Ugh. Yuck. Okay, please put that up on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got some photos of the clothes that she was forced to wear. So I guess the mom received a note from the school saying, hey, your stepdaughter's a bully. She talked about the issue with her stepdaughter and was perplexed when the young girl seemed apathetic to the damage she'd caused. She went so far as to call this girl a sleaze and a slob.
Wow. Those are big words.
Yeah, and so the bullied student was so hurt, she wanted to leave the school. And young girl didn't care, whatever. What does that mean to me? Why should I care? And because of that, the mom said, all right, that's it. Go on to the thrift store. Took her to the thrift store, spent about $50, and purchased a bunch of clothes she knew that her stepdaughter would be embarrassed to wear. The clothes were poorly fit. They were very dated. You got to check out the photos to see them. But yeah, fourth grade. This is like when, you know...
It means a lot.
Girls care about the way they look in fourth grade.
Between fourth grade and, I'd say, ninth grade, life can be pure hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, it sucks because people make fun of you for things that you weren't even aware of.
Yeah.
And the fact that this girl, like this mom, went about this in such a way, like I want to like applaud her.
Right. Here's the thing.
My opinion.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Do you agree with it? Disagree with it? In the past few years, we've talked about a few different instances where parents basically take to public shaming for ways to teach their kids a lesson. And, you know, stand on street corners holding signs saying I'm a bully, images, humiliating images of the kids on Facebook. And it's going back and forth. Child psychologist usually advise against it. In fact, in the past, you know, here's a quote, public shaming may be effective in teaching our children what specific behavior they should stay away from in the future. However, shaming can damage the parent-child relationship. Children quickly learn they cannot trust their parents. Children need to feel safe and secure and to be able to trust their parents.
That was a psychiatrist that they interviewed.
Yeah, and Dr. Douglas Goldsmith of the Utah Children's Center says, what happens with that? As the person walks away at the end saying, now I'm really angry, that was humiliating, and if they're already a bully, what are they going to do with that anger? And so, of course, people with big fancy papers on their walls are saying that it's bad and you shouldn't publicly shame your kids. What do you think? The stepmom, tired of her daughter being a bully, making fun of the way people wear their clothes, took her to a thrift store and made her wear some of the most awful outfits I've ever seen.
You know what song you should be playing?
What?
The thrift shop
song. Oh, this is true.
She's got $20 in her pocket.
Yeah. So when her stepmom presented her with the thrift store outfits, she cried.
Yeah, I would have too.
Fourth grader followed her stepmother's instructions, wore the threads for 2 days straight, put up with her friends saying mean things about her clothes. In the end, Kaylee admitted she learned a lesson. She's decided that teasing other kids is awful.
But originally, the mom had planned to make her wear these outfits for the rest of the year. But after 2 days, she thought her point had been made, and so she stopped there.
That's good. Yeah, she says she promises to be more kind to her peers. Now, whether or not this worked and whether or not her relationship is damaged, we don't know. That's going to take some time to find out. But Kaylee did cry. She says she learned her lesson. She's not going to tease other students anymore. So what do you think? Was this a good punishment? Or are parents being crafty, or are parents going too far? 505-338-3700. Static.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, are you guys talking about the parents made her daughter dress funny?
Yes.
You know, I think you know, like what the psychologists were saying, and they were talking about how, you know, public shaming and all that, and it kind of puts them to shame and, you know, blah, blah. But, you know, I think, you know, had she made her continuously wear it throughout the year after the point had been made, I think that then, you know, you could carry things too far. But, you know, I think every, you know, kids are different, you know, and I think, you know, the way kids learn, there is no perfect program for anybody, you know, and some kids need a spanking while others don't learn from that, you know, so some of them need a corner, some of them need toys taken, so it just depends on the child. And so I think, you know, nobody knows their child better than the parent.
There you go.
I think if the parent knows what's going to work best for their kid when they go through that program, then, you know, that's their business, you know. And obviously it seemed like this girl learned a lesson, and she, you know, there was something that she felt, you know, that she had sympathy after, you know, she felt what she had been doing. And so, you know, I think, you know, what the mother did was right. You know, I think, you know, that's where sometimes we need to step back as a public and allow parents to be the parents.
There you go. Right on, man. Thanks for the words.
Thanks.
All right. Static.
Hi. I was just wanting to call to comment on your news today.
All right.
And I'm going to say that I'm on the parent side.
Okay.
I'm a teacher and a parent of two kids, and I would have done the same thing. And I think some parents need to take actions for their kids' actions.
Right. I think a lot of times when you have a bullying kid, and you go to talk to the parents, you see where they get it from.
Exactly. As a teacher, I always say it stems from the parents.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So,
yeah.
Right on. Well, thanks for the call, and thank you for being a teacher, because we need more awesome teachers.
Definitely.
And, man, it's crazy time we're living in. So.
Uh-huh. Right.
Thank you for what you do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can see the picture there.
There you go. Posted the photos of the outfits she was forced to wear. Static.
Hey. I want to comment on your story.
Yeah.
Thing. Totally appropriate. She didn't go to extreme. She just made her go through what she was doing.
Yeah.
So, and as for that strength, you guys are parents. I'm not, but, you know, the child needs to respect their parents before they can, have the relationship that the psychologist said that, you know.
Right.
Sorry, I'm drawing a blank on the terminology that was used.
Yeah. Okay.
But.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
I'm not a parent, but I know that if somebody would have, if Tiffany's mom back in second grade would have taken her to the thrift store and made her wear ridiculous clothes, she'd stop making fun of me. All right? Tiffany?
I'm sorry you were bullied.
It was over my cowboy shirt.
Your like Dallas Cowboys?
No,
or you had a cowboy
shirt? It was like a button-up cowboy with like Southwestern.
Ugh.
I loved it. Oh, how dare you, sir, this morning. And speaking of bullying this morning, that doesn't really match.
What?
You're talking about how my pants and my shirt don't match.
Well, they don't. I was just a little surprised. Because normally you're so stylish. Huh? I was trying to.
Huh? No, that's two thumbs
stylish.
Down.
No.
No.
Okay.
Didn't work.
A woman forced her stepdaughter to wear some really, really awful dresses that they bought at a thrift store as punishment for bullying another girl for the way she looked. And a psychologist, of course, immediately said, no! It's public shaming! You can't do that! You're damaging your child! What happens is now that they're going to be angry and humiliated and they're not going to trust you. And you need to earn your daughter's trust.
There you
Wait,
go.
What?
Wait, no.
No!
No.
What do you think?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you want to see the picture, TJ says most excellent.
There you go. Static!
So I have a comment about the mother with the clothes.
All right.
And, you know, the Bible talks about discipline, and I think if more parents discipline their children, bullying wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the mom got creative about it because, you know, I grew up wearing clothes like that because I didn't have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so it wasn't like an issue for me. I grew up learning not to judge people because I had no room, no leg to stand on.
Right.
You know, but kids take everything for granted these days, and parents... That's their initiative to discipline, and if there was more of it, we'd have fewer problems. So I give kudos to the mom. That was cool.
Right on. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, you guys. Have a good day.
You too. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. What do you think? We posted the photos up at Facebook. You can check them out, facebook.com/mystaticradio. But one stepmom, tired of her daughter being a bully, decided she was going to take matters in her own hand. Took her to a thrift store, threw down $50, which is a lot of cash to spend at a thrift store.
Yeah.
Considering everything's like...
Especially on these ridiculous outfits.
Yeah, dude, it's awful. You got to check out the outfits, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Of course, some psychologists now saying, no, you can't do that.
But
you're humiliating
But
her.
You know what? The first person who called in and had any thoughts on this said, you know your child.
Right.
And
yeah.
Every child will react differently.
Yeah, exactly. 505-338-3700. Static!
Hey!
Hi!
Hey! This is Shauna.
Hi!
Shauna.
And I just have a comment for Mitch that you are beautiful, and I love your style.
Aww.
Don't listen to Steve-O. He's a man.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I just say that he mixes plaid and stripes, and it drives me nuts? But I don't say anything. You're not mixing plaid and stripes today. You're good.
I'm wearing a Darth Vader t-shirt.
Yeah, I know. No, it's cool. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Rock the lip ring.
There you go.
Hey, thanks. Uh-oh. Thank you.
Bye.
She told me to rock the lip ring.
Static.
Hey, Static.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that, the punishment thing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, I don't know. I feel like two wrongs don't really make a right, you know?
Okay.
And so are you saying it was wrong for the mom?
Yeah, well, I feel like shaming the child doesn't necessarily make, like putting her what the other kid went through doesn't necessarily make it better.
Right. Okay.
I think if it was my kid, I would sit down and talk with them. But I don't think I would want them to feel that way.
Right. Now, the story does say that the stepmom sat her daughter down first and tried to speak to her about the situation because this daughter was bullying this girl so much so that the kid that was getting bullied wanted to leave the school. Didn't ever want to go back to that school ever again because she was so humiliated. She never wanted to return. And so when the mom sat this girl down and told her these things and how hurtful her words were, she was apathetic. She didn't care about the situation. And that's when the mom said, all right, you know what? You're not understanding the situation. I'm going to put you in the shoes of this girl that you just abused with your words. So...
Okay, well, that makes it sound a little bit better.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, I hear what you're saying, because it's a
tricky.
Fine line. It is tricky, that's for sure. So, thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, man.
If you want to get to our facebook.com/mystaticradio, it actually has the news story there.
There you go, cool. So. Static.
Good morning, this is Sunny.
Hi,
with my Sunny. Daily phone call.
Hey, good morning.
Day 11.
So, I was a bully. And I was making fun of this one girl as well as the rest of us. And then I got a guilty conscience because I was also kind of like I wasn't a Christian, but I had kind of a Christian attitude. So one day I said, I'm going to give this girl a makeover. And so I asked the girl if she wanted a makeover, and I gave her one, and then I gave her some of my cool clothes. And she came to school the next day, and everybody was like, wow, because she was really pretty, but she just didn't know it. And she was just like going to school like a little ragamuffin. And I think she was poor, but I don't know. And it just felt so amazing to help her. You know, how when you help somebody and do a good deed, it kind of like, you know, you pay it forward. And then the other people stop making fun of her. And it, I don't know, it was just awesome.
I love you, Sunny.
And I think
here's the horrible thing. I gotta be honest.
I think that's a movie.
No, this is terrible. Because it's like, man, this poor girl, she was so pretty, but she just looked so ugly. So we just changed the way she looked. And then it was all good. We stopped making fun of her because she looked like the way we wanted her to look.
No.
Well, I was kind of, I was popular. And not to brag. I
hear what you're saying. So then she stopped getting bullied because you guys conformed her to the image that you wanted her to look like.
No, I just helped her out. I just kind of gave her a little boost.
Don't listen to him. He's not understanding. I understand because...
I understand.
Okay,
because
they have
perfectly
like...
Perfectly fine.
Because they have like makeovers on TV.
No,
like,
I hear you. But that girl, what if that girl, that was how she was comfortable
okay.
and she was okay looking how she looked. She didn't care about her appearance so much.
Yes, but
she... She was like a little... I don't know what the word is. She'd like shriek in the corner and sit in the corner and like...
Probably because she was made fun of a lot. Yeah.
And she was made fun of. She didn't really hang out with us at all, but she just felt better about herself. And it was just nice.
That's good. You know? That's good.
So it was just good to do something nice for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you do something, when you make somebody feel good about themselves, like I have this thing where I tell, and I Facebook it all the time. I'm like, smile at somebody every day because you don't know what they're going through.
Right.
And if you just make somebody smile, you can make their day. You don't know what they're going through. So smile at somebody every day.
I like that.
You can make their day. So smile.
All right.
I like it.
Will do. Thanks for the call, Sonny. All right.
Thank you. You're out of control. No, that makes so much sense.
You know what I'm saying.
Okay, dude who grew up wearing, like, nice polos and...
Whatever.
Okay, you told me. With the collar.
Grew up wearing nice... We were talking about my senior
picture.
Senior picture. You know how I was like, crazy mocked and made fun of growing up. I was like a small... I was the smaller kid. Oh, I was constantly bullied. Thanks, my younger, bigger brother was always at school with me. And, Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you want to see pictures of what the girl had to wear.
I hear what Sunny's saying.
No, it makes sense. It makes sense.
But
it does sound...
the popular kid going, oh, you poor little poor girl who can't afford to look pretty.
Okay, no, hold on. Hold on one second. Every Thursday, every other Thursday, we have Michelle Schroff comes in from Project Zoe. And that is... Project Zoe does is they bring girls in who have been in, they've been in trouble, they've had a hard life, and they're younger, and they need to learn how to dress. They need to learn how to, and so there's some things that we do need to do. However.
Agreed. I agree with that 100%. But if somebody is comfortable, like, this is the way I look. I like wearing this. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with this. When I was a little kid, I was like a nerdy kid, right? And I had a fedora because Indiana Jones was like the coolest thing in the world. I was constantly made fun of because I wore hats. I always wore hats.
All the time.
All the time. And people would make fun of me and whatever. And I had like, you know, the, ooh, I got a fedora and I got, you know, I didn't care.
But if it wasn't cool
now,
at that
it's
time.
Actually like cool.
Right, right.
It wasn't cool back then, you know, and I was constantly made fun of. I didn't care because, and if somebody came up to me saying, hey, look, it's called Cruel Intentions. It's a movie.
No, it's called She's All That.
We don't like the way you look. So we want to change the way you look to make you, like, you know, fit in better with this crowd.
Remember with Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah, no, I know. I know. And then she came down the stairs and it's like, she's actually pretty. Oh, man, she's so much prettier now that we made her look like us. Anyways.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back. More of your phone calls, more of your comments. Interesting story. Mom made her daughter dress up in thrift shop clothes to prove a point. You can check out the whole story online. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Right back with more. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Citizens. Made Alive, Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And we will definitely get back to the topic at hand with the bullying and your thoughts. If you missed out on the last few minutes, been talking about this mom who made her stepdaughter wear some pretty interesting thrift store clothes in response to her bullying this other girl so badly that she wanted to leave the school. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll definitely get to that.
But if you think about it, where we're going, this could easily tie in because Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys need socks and underwear.
Yeah.
Socks and underwear, always.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good. I just figured I'd tie that in with the story.
Oh, that's great. Great tie-in.
There you go.
Segways.
So, welcome to the show. I was trying to find, I was trying to find some fun, awesome music and whatnot, but, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. And, last week had the interns take down some clothes. We had some listeners drop off clothes here at the station. I was really excited because we got a lot of stuff last week, so.
Oh, that is so great.
Yeah, it was exciting. So
great.
But what's going on with you guys right now? I mean, we're nearing summertime. It's getting warmer.
Yeah, it's getting warmer.
Except so the winds are still crazy.
Yeah. And, you know, those are uncomfortable when you're living on the street. So.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So opening up the clothing shack of awesome, that's what I'm going to call it. I don't know what you guys really call it. But looking in there, what do you guys currently need? What are you in major need of right now?
Right now, we need the socks and underwear.
Okay.
With summer coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Socks. Yeah.
Lots of socks.
Yes. Lots of socks. Have a sock drive.
There you go. A sock hop.
Yeah.
Mm. There you go.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Churches.
Yes.
Have a sock drive. Sock hop.
Yes.
I don't know.
Church groups.
Yeah.
Youth groups.
What can we call the underwear drive?
We've had this discussion before.
I know.
I don't think we could come up with a...
I'm trying to think of something good.
There's that dumb joke about being like, what's under there? Underwear. Or what are you eating under there? Underwear.
That doesn't help us.
And it's like, underwear? Question mark.
Underwear?
And that's then you put the underwear there.
Wow.
That you are donating.
That's terrible. Really?
I'm only like 1/8 of a way through my chai right now.
Oh, okay, there you go. All right.
Forgive me.
It is Wednesday morning. Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission here. And if you would like to help out, help get involved, you can check out details at abqrescue.org. Now, you guys serve breakfast and dinner 6 days a week and volunteer help?
We always need volunteers for that. Yeah. The other thing we need volunteers for... especially important as we approach summer.
Yeah.
Is for maintenance.
Okay.
Maintenance volunteers. If you can paint, if you can work on electrical, if you can work on air conditioners.
Okay.
That's a problem for us right now.
Wow. Getting all the swamp coolers going?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So we could use that kind of help too.
Okay, cool. Now what about like supplies? Do you guys need, cause thinking about getting swamp coolers going, I immediately think of, pumps and I think of pads for the swamp coolers. You guys have all the,
I think we're okay with.
Okay.
Parts. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Parts and everything you're okay
people.
With. You need man help.
Who know how to do it.
All right.
Is there anything that, I don't know, a youth group could get involved in, whether it be serving, dinner, lunch, whatever you guys do, or even, painting? Would the youth group be helpful for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Painting and all the meals.
Okay.
We need help with meals. Youth groups might want to keep in mind, so as you plan out your summer, that we do a shutdown in late July, and we don't serve that whole week, and the other organizations around us serve the meals.
Okay. Oh, cool.
For us. And we paint.
Okay.
Okay.
We paint. So if
youth late groups, July.
Yeah, late July, and I'll get you the exact dates. I don't think we have them just yet.
Okay.
But they could come as a group.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. And paint.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Or clean.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably not as
exciting
as painting.
Whatever, serving is serving.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to become great in the kingdom of God, be the servant of all. That's what we're called to be. And so youth groups, get involved. You can find out information at abqrescue.org. Maybe get your youth group together, maybe your Bible club. It is summertime. Way to keep involved. Maybe if you're part of Young Life or something else and school's ending and you guys are kind of wrapping it up, maybe think about doing a summer program with your friends, with whatever. Help out at the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. All the details, abqrescue.org, or of course 346 HOPE, the phone number down there, and they just call and say, hey, we want to sign up.
Yep.
Is there going to be a cutoff for volunteers for the July thing?
Nope.
Or no?
No, we can take as many as we can get.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, good. And electricians or dudes that know things about swamp coolers.
Yeah.
Could use that help
we
right
need
about
that
now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. ABQRescue.org or 346 HOPE. Of course, Static Radio, we're a drop point. We had some amazing listeners last week drop off a bunch of clothes, bunch of shoes.
Yeah.
So obviously socks, underwear, shoes.
Yeah.
Now here's a question, because my boys, I'm not necessarily like a shoe guy, you know. I know some people have like closets full of shoes, but I was going through and it's like, dude, I got like a solid 5 pair of cons that, you know, are like, oh, but my Superman cons and my Green Lantern ones that I never wear, but they were used. Do you want brand new shoes?
No.
Tell me. You know, it doesn't
anything.
Matter. Give you
news,
anything.
Yeah.
Okay. New use, it doesn't matter.
We want new socks and underwear.
You want new socks and underwear.
New shoes.
Okay. Okay. Can we think about this for a second?
Yeah.
We change our socks and underwear daily.
Daily.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Daily?
Yeah. Most people in... Two out of three people in this room change their socks and underwear daily.
At least 3 times a week for me. I mean, at least.
Imagine that you are... homeless, it's hot outside, you don't have a shower, and you still can't change your underwear daily.
Yeah.
That kind of puts things into perspective.
Yeah.
You guys need socks and underwear.
Yeah.
And they need to change their socks and underwear as often as they can.
Yeah.
They sure do.
And I would know you need it. There's a lot of stuff that can happen that you can get infections, and it's not fun.
This is true.
This is true. I just graduated from the College of UTI.
You did.
So.
You did. I'm glad you finally got your degree and you're over that. So that's good.
Yay.
So socks, underwear. Man, I feel like I just graduated from the College of TMI.
Yeah.
So,
FYI,
you know.
UTI, TMI.
So, you know. Socks, underwear, and shoes, new or used. Because, yeah, like I was looking through my closet thinking, man, I got a lot of shoes that, you know, I don't wear, that are just kind of sitting there, but they're scuffed up and, you know, they're not in the best condition, which is probably why I don't wear them anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had them for a while and, thinking about it. So you'll take them.
We'd love to have them.
Some super fresh homeless dudes rocking Green Lantern Converse.
They'd be cool.
Yeah. They would be. So there you go. All right, cool. All the details, abqrescue.org, or of course 346 HOPE. As I said, you can drop off stuff here at the station if you maybe live on the west side and you don't want to trek it all the way downtown. We're like a midway point. You can drop it off here and we'll make sure that Teresa gets
it. I'll get them. Yeah. I'll get them next week. I'll take them down to the mission.
Very cool. There it is. All the details, abqrescue.org or 346 HOPE. Teresa, as always, thank you, Mucho, for
hanging out.
Of course.
Thank you, guys.
All right. On the way, going to be talking a little bit more about this bullying incident and the way that this stepmom handled it. What do you think? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yay, nay, 5, 4, 3, 4, 5.
T-minus 45 minutes until Shock Therapy Live.
There you go. That's what you were going to say.
Yep.
You know, you can talk.
Well, yeah, but I was just sometimes I can't because you're talking.
Ah, right.
And so I'm like, if I'm not going to say it, you're going to say it.
Yeah.
And so that 45
I'll stop talking
minutes.
Right now so that you can take care of this.
Oh, no! There is a vehicle on fire. I-25 south of Paseo. So careful there because... on fire.
Yeah.
Left lane is closed. McMahon at Unser and Unser and Sage. And there's also construction work. Unser and I-40. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. Got some sleeping at last for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Mike Maines and the Branches. Stop the car.
Yep, stop it. Just stop it.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Good morning.
Morning.
We are 30 minutes away from Shock Therapy Live. It's our one-hour call-in show with Pastor Nate Heitzig. If you would like to get a question in, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also email us if you'd like to keep it anonymous. That show's a little heavier.
It is.
Kind of serious.
We do have a few emails already.
Yeah, dude, we got some big ones. Yep. So if you would like to keep it anonymous, you can email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. We will respect your anonymity.
Yep.
Said it right.
Good job. Good job.
Now, one person who's anonymity we're not respecting.
Kaylee's, is that her name?
Fourth grader named Kaylee, forced to wear thrift store clothing at the request of her stepmama.
Mm.
Apparently, she was bullying another student so badly, the student decided she didn't even want to go to school there anymore. Mm. She wanted to leave permanently, and her stepmom, Allie, was dumbfounded when she talked to her about it, and she was super apathetic to the damage that she'd caused. And so the mom said, fine. Spent about $50 at a thrift store, bought clothes she knew Allie would be embarrassed to wear, and made her wear them to school for a couple days. Apparently it worked because she cried and said, I won't do that anymore.
Right.
I'm sorry.
The full story is at facebook.com/mystaticradio, along with the video, and you can comment on it.
Yeah, there you go. So thoughts, opinions, 505-338-3700, or you can also chime in at Facebook. Static!
Hey, this is Sunny again.
Hi, Sunny.
Hi. I just had to clarify something. my counselor heard about what was going on, and she hooked me up with this job at a place called the Albuquerque Skills Center, and I became the assistant to this lady. And what they do is they train people that are of lower income and who have no clue how to get a job, and they kind of dress in wife beater shirts and khakis, and the girls don't have a clue how to dress either. And so at the beginning of the program, it's called the Albuquerque Skills Center, and what we would do is we would train them in a skill. I happened to train them in office work, like learning how to type and file and things like that. And we would train them how to work, how to dress, how to approach people in a professional manner. And then at the end of the series, we would have a fashion show, and all the girls would go out and apply for a job, and the boys, they would learn mechanics or something like that.
Silent comedy.
I always say it like that, too. It was misspelled in our system for so long.
It was.
That it's just silent comedy.
Yep.
They are actually doing some pretty cool acoustic things.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. If you missed part of the show this morning, we're talking about one mom who decided she was going to take the word bully out of her daughter's vocabulary by having her dress up in thrift store clothing to show her, well, just what it was like.
This girl was relentlessly bullying another girl for what she was wearing.
Yeah.
And when she got a talking to from her mom and from other people around her, she remained apathetic towards the conversation and towards the situation and what she had done to this girl.
So mom said, all right, we're going to the thrift store. I'm going to buy you some outfits and you're going to wear these. Mm-hmm. And apparently it worked. She apologized after that and said it was awful and she didn't want to have to deal with it ever again. But we're asking your thoughts. Was it apropos or was it too far? Static.
Hey, I was calling for a question for Nate.
Okay, we still have about 13 minutes until Shock Therapy Live.
All right.
So, it starts in the 9 o'clock hour.
Nice. Well, on this note, somebody already posted, but I heard about, this case, people do commit suicide. So it is a serious thing, and apparently it's glad to know that it wasn't just a punishment, but she was actually spoken to about it first.
Right.
Try to correct the problem first, and if that didn't work, well then, you just got to hire up. Thanks.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. We'll talk to you in the 9 o'clock hour.
Jonathan says, awesome, go mom. And then Felipe says, punishing bullying with bullying. Interesting.
Yeah, so that's the big question.
Is it bullying?
Yeah.
I'm not a parent, so I've never had to do this, but have you ever done something and you're like, see how that feels? Is that Have you ever had to do something like that? Or
yeah, like if Jack, one time Jack punched Luke in the face.
So you punched
and
him
so
in
I
the
just
face.
Cocked back. No, of course not.
But if you had, I mean, your kids don't really seem the type to have to do anything like that. But would you go to this extent as a parent? Would you?
I'm trying to think if there have ever been any extreme measures as far as having to. No.
But would
I mean,
you?
Like, would I if I felt necessary? I guess. I mean, I it's a tough situation because I think here's the problem. Here's a bigger, deeper problem. Like, I know we had a few people like Doug say, you know what, she should have to go back and apologize. Well, I do think that's important. Uh-huh. However, obviously, the parenting in this home is such that this daughter was apathetic to the situation. Mm-hmm. She didn't care about destroying this other girl's life. She didn't care that this other girl was hurt so deeply she never wanted to return to the school. If your child has so much disregard for human life that they are just apathetic to everything around them, it goes much deeper than, hey, you need to go say sorry. There's a lot of crappy parenting going on. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when you see those bullies, it starts at home. Uh-huh. It starts at home. And so the parent takes this extreme measure. And of course, now she's labeled horrible or people are applauding her. But maybe mom could have been more involved. Maybe, you know, you don't know. And so I honestly can't speak to it because my kid has never, quote unquote, bullied. He's mm-hmm. been bullied before. Mm-hmm. In the past, and we talked about that once before, and yeah. the situation was taken care mm-hmm. of. I didn't do anything extreme. I didn't go to the school. I didn't, you know.
Which is always difficult, like knowing that your kid's being
bullied. Yeah, absolutely.
You can't say anything to the kid or the kid's parents.
At the same time, I've never had a situation where my son screwed up, and I said, you go apologize right now. And he goes, and like, I'm sorry. I totally don't. my kids. Break down.
Yeah, they
like they
crumble.
Know when they've done wrong. Yeah. And so to me, it's like, well, I don't know. Raise a child in the way that he shall go. And when he's older, he will not turn away from it. Scripture talks about the way we are to behave as parents the way we ought. In fact, it talks about parents do not provoke your children. And so that was a hard lesson for me to learn in the beginning because I'm a sarcastic kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I had to overcome because You can't provoke them. And so is this a situation where the mom is provoking her kid to anger? I don't know.
Here's something that I don't think a lot of people think like, or they don't really think of. We see that this parent did this and we're like, oh, that's not right. Or, oh, that's completely right.
Yeah.
And it's not like a black and white situation because every kid is different. I, again, don't have kids, but I did work in daycare for right. almost 3 years, and there wasn't one kid that I could, like, I could punish, or for lack of a better word, the same way for biting another child or for hitting or for throwing sand. It was all a different form of redirection that I had to take and a different way that I had to talk to them about it because every kid was different.
Right. So, yeah, there's a few places in scripture you can go. Ephesians 6:4 says, fathers, do not exasperate your children or do not provoke your children to anger, but rear them in the discipline and the teaching of our Lord. Colossians 3:21 says, do not embitter your children lest they become discouraged. So you never want to discourage your child.
Right.
You don't want to provoke them to an anger of, you know, of it says to wrath, to anger, to bitterness, to discouragement. And you know what? Parents know their kids better than anyone. We've heard that from a few different parents this morning saying, you know what? That parent disciplines that kid the way that they see fit. And so was this a situation where she was provoking her daughter? I don't know, because she tried talking to her. The daughter was apathetic to the situation. The mom was so shocked, dumbfounded that her daughter had such disregard for another human life that this is what she did. And in the end, the daughter understood it. She actually yeah. said, I understand now. I get that I yeah. shouldn't bully someone by their appearance because these last 48 hours have been hell for me. Mm-hmm. And, I don't want to do that to another human. So this mom brought her child to a place of understanding of her sin. Mm-hmm. She didn't just make her go apologize. And, you know, I think a lot of times we just try and cover it up. Okay, just go apologize and everything's going to be okay now.
And, you know, there is a news story on our Facebook. It leads to the link, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That put things into perspective for me, yeah, watching the mom talk about it, watching the doctor talk about it, daughter talk about it, and there was a doctor.
Yeah, there was a doctor. You know, there's a few doctors
who are like, no, not okay. But then you see the mother-daughter relationship that they have, even though it is stepmom, stepdaughter, and what how they went about it. It puts things into perspective.
Yeah. Your thoughts, your opinions, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Read the story.
Yeah, read it. Read it for yourself and share your thoughts. Share your opinions. Coming back, we are going to embark on a journey.
That is right, and I'm not going to be here for
a
it.
A journey called Shock Therapy Live. Pastor Nate Heitzig joining us in studio in the 9 o'clock hour. It is our one-hour call-in show centered around you and what you're dealing with. Maybe you have a question about bullying. Maybe, I don't know. We've gotten some really, really good questions
just
this
got
morning.
A really good one.
Wow. Wow. That's a good one. Okay.
And
well, it's going to get interesting up in here in the 9 o'clock hour. Shock Therapy Live right around the corner. Mish.
Peace out.
Yeah.